Welcome to 3 Good Minutes with your host, Dr. Richard Wing.
Greetings to you. I'm Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes. I have a question for you today. What is it in life that for you to be without would be impossible for you to keep on going, living, giving yourself to the things that count? It's an important question. I remember the story of the great Wallenda family. They were the High Wire Act. I remember way back in the 1960s or 70s, the family was up there, all of them on the wire, and three of them fell down. One of them was killed. Two were maimed for life. And the word got out about this family headed by the one who was called the Great Wallenda. And they came rushing on in there and tried to interview him the day afterward, and they could not find him. And there was one reporter who kept saying, "But where is he? Where is he?" They said, "Oh, well, he's in the next tent. He's on the high wire practicing." So the reporter went running on in there and called him down. And he said, "Sir, I'm sorry about your family. I'm sorry about the injuries that have happened and the death that has happened in your family. But I can't help but ask you this. Why are you up there on the wire again the day after these tragedies?" And he answered the reporter by saying this: "My friend, to be on the wire is life. Everything else is simply waiting." That phrase has haunted me all my life. What is it that if we were to be without it, we would not know how to keep on living and keep on going in life for sure? We know the importance of having either a small or a large wire to life, something that gives us purpose and meaning in life. It is so important. And oftentimes people have to scratch and work at it for a long period of time before they find that thing that is their wire to walk, because it indeed is life. I was in San Diego, and a woman in our church asked me if I'd come on over to their house that night because her husband just retired at 65, and she said, "We'll have a little champagne." I said, "Sure, be glad to do that." And I came on over there, and I met him for the first time. He did not attend church, which is fine. And so we talked a little bit about his work at a factory and all of the things that he'd done in his career. And then I went home. The next morning, she called me in horror. Her husband had come out and dropped into that chair, that comfortable chair before the TV, the next morning, and he died. Somehow there was not another wire to walk, and he was done with life itself. May we be inspired, not fearful, not scared, but may we be open to recognize that we all are needing a purpose in life and to give ourselves to something that truly counts. May God bless us as we find that in all the chapters of life. I am Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes.